Hello. Today I want to introduce the Connect 10W Smart RGB Bulb, also known as the Laser 10W Smart RGB Bulb B22. I bought this bulb in 2021 and threw away the packaging earlier this year as a cleanup, so I don't have any packaging pictures. Sorry. Tear down the bulb has two product IDs, LSH B22 RGB 10W and CSH B22 RGB 10W. Laser Co. seems to sell this bulb under its own brand and the Connect Smart Home brand it owns. Multiple revisions of this bulb exist, ESP8266 chip, WB2L chip, but the manufacturer doesn't change the product ID. This means you need to open your bulb to find out what's actually inside. Because of this, I don't recommend buying this bulb. I didn't photograph the power circuit as it's just a 220-volt capacitive drop circuit that outputs 12 volts and passes through 220 volts to VIN. Here's a labeled collage of all the pins. Click to zoom. The operation is fairly simple. The WB2L sends PWM signals to two LED drivers. One is a KP18055 ESP, and the other is a BP1633. The mapping goes like this. Pin LED PWM4, blue PWM5 green, PWM0 red, PWM1 warm white, PWM2 cold white. Install guide. Warning: read all appropriate documentation and warnings for Tuya Cloud Cutter and OpenBeacon. If your bulb does not have the same chipset as mine, it's possible you will brick your device. Follow their installation instructions instead of mine if possible. Installation is roughly these steps. 1. Set up Tuya Cloud Cutter using their instructions. 2. Grab the BK7231T firmware in CCTR format from OpenBeacon. 3. Place it in the custom firmware directory. 4. Run Tuya Cloud Cutter and select Update Firmware Mode. 5. Select a device by firmware. I used OEM BK7231, S-Lite TY, 1.2 SDK 2.0.0-30-06. Select the firmware you've downloaded. 7. Follow the instructions. 8. Connect to the bulb's Wi-Fi access point. 9. Note your device's IP address. 10. Change the noted IP's last octet to 1. So if your IP is 192.168.1.20, use 192.168.1.1. 11. Open the IP in your web browser, in a URL like this. 12. Configure the bulb's Wi-Fi access point. 13. Reconnect to your regular Wi-Fi network. Configuration is done using these steps. 1. Find the IP of your bulb using your router page. 2. Open it in your web browser, in a URL like this. 3. Go to the configuration page. 4. Go to the configure module page. 5. Set P6 PWM0 to PWM roll channel. 6. Set P7 PWM1 to PWM roll channel. 4. 7. Set P8 PWM2 to PWM roll channel. 3. Set P24 PWM4 to PWM roll channel. 2. Set P26 PWM5 to PWM roll channel 0. 10. Save the configuration. 11. Return to the original bulb page. 12. Test that you can set the light color. That should be it. If you manage to install OpenBeacon, but the configuration goes wrong, you might need to ask online for some help. Other notes. Sorry for the somewhat blurry and incomplete photos. I was in a hurry to have a working light again. I also couldn't find a datasheet for the BP1633 chip. Full disclosure. I also want to note that this post is an abridged copy of my wiki page, here. Nothing important is removed, just textual descriptions and general background on what Tuya mods are available.